Have you ever thought about how long eternity is? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've seen this illustration a couple times, so I don't know who started it, but basically, picture a very, very, very long rope, like the size of your house. And then picture about an inch of that rope painted red. That's your life. That red part is your life on earth in comparison to eternity, which is the rest of the string. Of course, this illustration works better in person than over the radio, and of course, eternity is limitless, not just the length of a rope or the length of your house, but I think you get the idea. Eternity is limitless. Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Eternity Has No End by Emily Acker. Time passes so quickly. We go from being children to adults. We see ourselves in the mirror and notice changes happening right before our eyes. Technology advances, new political leaders take control. Life moves at a fast pace, and sometimes we long for it to slow down. But what will eternity feel like? As we grow up, we learn that things in this life don't last. Job opportunities come and go, relationships fall apart, death happens. We get used to dealing with losses and endings, but eternity contains none of that. God has given us the chance to live forever. Because He loves us, Jesus died and rose again so we could have eternal life. We have the opportunity to experience something beyond what we have ever experienced before. We are used to thinking in terms of everything having a start and an end. But when Jesus returns, the new heavens and new earth will have no end. Our future with God is an eternal one. We will not lose it. We will not want to leave it. No one can take it away from us. There is a peace that comes from knowing that something is going to last. Eternal life can be our future. If we know Jesus, we have something immeasurably wonderful to look forward to. Time passes quickly, but when we know what the future holds for us and that our time with God will have no end, we don't have to be afraid. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you ever tried thinking about this present life as just a small part of your whole life with eternity waiting for you? How could this change our point of view? Thinking about eternity can be overwhelming. It's too big for us to wrap our minds around, and nobody knows exactly what it will be like. But we do know that we get to be with God and all His people forever, filled with His love and joy, free from sin and all the brokenness it causes. To learn more about God's promise of eternity for those who put their trust in Jesus, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. Also, as you and I can read in 1 John 2:25, and this is what He promised us, eternal life. Now, I encourage you to check out in your Bible, John 3:16, as well as John 14:1-3, and Revelation 21:1-6, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Do you have ideas for Devos of your own? Well, I encourage you to head over to Unlocked and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about the gift that the world cannot give with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.